To Shiloh Baptist Church, we are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are lost. We exist to
employ,
exalt,
engage,
experience, equip,
empower,
good morning. This is Pastor Danielle Brown, senior pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. We are absolutely elated that you are worshiping with us today. Listen, if you're here in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on all of your social media pages so that everyone knows that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, we're glad that you're here too. And we ask that you would take this moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast. Share this broadcast with all of your network and then tag all of your friends and family members in the comments, because we believe that something is going to happen here at the Place of Peace that will change your lives forever and for the better. 2022 is the year that we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And we are so excited that you are on this journey with us. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds for the Shiloh experience, which begins now.
Good morning, Shiloh. Come on, put your hands together. Come on, give God praise in the house. Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. We are glad today. Stand on your feet, Shiloh, as we go into prayer, thanking God for all of those who are coming to join this fellowship. Unto you to give you praise for all of those who are coming to join this fellowship, for the 8 who will be baptized today, for the 19 who will receive the right hand of fellowship. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We thank you, Lord God, for in this place, during the midst of a pandemic, the Shiloh Church is growing to serve a greater nation, to serve you in this time. We praise you, Lord God, and we thank you, we lift you, and we love you. And all of God's people said amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated as I call the candidates forward. Sydney Bailey, please come, please come. Sydney, my question to you is, have you professed hope and faith in Jesus Christ? Are you ready to be baptized? Hallelujah. Please go and you may meet Pastor Brown. Julie Land, will you come? Julie, have you professed hope and faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Are you ready to be baptized? Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. James Lewis, will you come? Come on, James. They came running as John the Baptist was baptizing them. Hallelujah. James, as you stand before me today, have you professed hope and faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Are you ready to be baptized? Hallelujah. Meet Pastor Brown. Leone Whetstone Lewis, will you please come? Leone, as you come, it is a great day for you. Have you professed hope and faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Yes. Are you ready to be baptized? Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout, glory, glory. Andrew Poole, come on, Andrew. Hallelujah, he comes shouting. Andrew, look at me. Have you professed hope and faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Shake your head like this. All right, amen. Are you ready to be baptized? Yay! Come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ronell Roberts, will you please come? Ronell Roberts. Having already professed hope and faith in Jesus Christ, we know who you are. Are you ready to be baptized? Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Ashley Smith, will you please come? Ashley, will you please come? Ashley, have you professed hope and faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Are you ready to be baptized? Hallelujah. Last but not least, for baptism, come Flora. Flora Smith is coming. Shiloh, you ought to be on your feet by now. You ought to be praising God by now, giving God the glory by now. Flora, have you professed hope and faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and you'll serve him till you die? Are you ready for baptism? Hey, glory. My, my, my.
I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you. forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. Lord, come on, everybody, help me say, I love you. I love you
forever.
I love you. Yes, I do.
Forever,
oh, we'll worship forever.
We'll worship,
yeah.
Forever,
we will worship forever.
Forever, forever. Oh,
we'll praise you forever. Yes,
forever.
We'll praise you.
We'll praise you
forever. Yes, we will.
Forever.
Stay right there. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
We lift you up. We bless your name.
Oh,
magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together.
Oh,
hallelujah. The Lord our God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. All over the sanctuary, why don't you rise to your feet as we lift our morning hymn, Lift High the Cross. The words will be posted on the video screens. Those of you worshiping with us virtually can follow along as we sing this wonderful, glorious hymn of praise to the Lord. Lift high the cross. Hallelujah. All over the building, lift high the cross and ready. Lift high the cross, the love of Christ.
Join Shiloh for Black History Month, a celebration of Black excellence, every Sunday in February, beginning on Sunday, February 6th, with our Black Business Owners Expo, immediately following the worship service. All guests must register by January 31st. Please visit the church website for your registration information.
Greetings, I'm Brittany Claybrooks, and I serve as the Economic Development Project Manager here in the city of Plainfield. And we couldn't be more excited about the partnership with Shiloh Baptist Church in our Rise Black Business Expo, taking place on February the 6th. Be reminded, though, that everyone must register by January 31st. This is something you do not want to miss out on. So if you are a beauty person or an art person, there is a vendor for you. We also want to take this time to give a huge shout out to the Plainfield Cultural and Heritage Commission, as this was supported by a grant from them. All proceeds from this event will go towards scholarships from the youth. So So again, on behalf of the City of Plainfield and the Honorable Mayor Adrian O'Mapp, we welcome you to join us on February 6th for the Rise Black Business Expo.
On Sunday, February 13th, join us for Divine Nine Sunday. Vendors will be available in the lobby after service. Don't forget to wear your Greek paraphernalia. On Sunday, February 20th, join us for Shiloh's HBCU Sunday and College Fair. All are welcome. Please contact Minister Brian Johnson at bjohnson@shilohplainfield.org for more information. And on Sunday, February 27th, join us for Generations Celebration. Please participate by wearing the color according to your generation. Silent Generation wearing red, Baby Boomers wearing blue, Generation X wearing black, Millennials wearing orange, and Generation Z wearing purple. We hope you'll join us for a celebration of generations and everything they have contributed. The City of Plainfield, in partnership with SHIELD, is offering free COVID-19 vaccines and testing on February 2nd and February 23rd from 3 to 7 p.m. For more information, please call the helpline. Join us this Tuesday, February 1st, for Tuesday morning Bible study at 11 a.m. with Deaconess Charlotte Banks via Zoom and live streamed on the church website. Followed by Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. with Pastor Brown. All Zoom information will be posted on the church website. Please join us in celebrating Reverend Dr. Danielle L. Brown's pastoral installation. Installation reception tickets and journal ads are now on sale. Please visit shilohplainfield.org/installation, call the church office, or stop by the lobby after service to purchase your journal ads and reception tickets.
Good morning. Okay. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. What is man that thou art mindful of him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. He will command his angels regarding to you to protect, defend, and guard you in all your ways of obedience and service. Whatever happens, nothing, and I mean nothing, shall hurt the believers. Although trouble and affliction may come, it's not for hurt, but for good. His promise is that he will, in due time, deliver the believer out of trouble, and in the meantime, he will them in trouble. The Lord will manage all their worldly concerns and preserve their life, so long as it shall be good for him. I know the thoughts that think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope and to give you future. Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Oprah Show. Today we have the special edition of the Past, Present, and Future, okay? So we are located at Shiloh Baptist Church, where we have Dr. Danielle L. Brown, right? Okay, so we'll meet her a little later. All right, but today, Shiloh is presenting Real Rise Inspiration Leads to Successful Endeavors. Okay, so a expo for Black business owners. A special welcome to the past, present, and future, okay? So today, we have our special guest. Our special guest. In her own right, she is an entrepreneur. You may have heard of her because she has been spoken about for centuries. And all the way from Thyatira, we have Lydia!
Hi, I'm Lydia. I'm from Thyatira.
Hi, Lydia. I'm Oprah. So lovely to meet you.
The real Oprah? The "you told Harpo to beat me" Oprah. The one and only Oprah? Are we so famous we're known by our first names only?
I feel the same way about you, Lydia. I read about you when I was younger. You know, I was so impressed that against all odds, you had your own business. And you were a businesswoman in the time where they considered women as property. So, let me ask you something. How do you acquire your success?
Well, what is success?
So, an entrepreneur, a businesswoman.
An entrepreneur who?
A businesswoman, girl.
Okay, yes. Well, I acquired my wealth by selling purple cloth, which was associated with regality and the wealthy. The purple dye was made by boiling marine snails, you see. About 12,000 snails yields 1.4 grams of purple dye. Only enough to dye the lining, just the trim of one single garment. It's a very expensive process. Purple is believed to have been more valuable than gold. And that's how I got my wealth. Now, I'd like to believe that I became a success because I was the first documented convert to Christianity in Europe. I was able to use my wealth to house the Apostle Paul and his companion.
Now you said 12,000 snails?
Sure did.
No wonder why I love the color purple. Now, how do you see that as success?
Well, what is success? It means different things to different people. But it was my contribution to help further the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay, I see. So Lydia, you represent women of the past. I represent women of the present, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One thing I know for sure is God wants a relationship with us. And we're here to serve him as well as others.
You see yourself as a servant, Oprah? That requires humility.
See, I have learned a few of God's principles for business. One, your relationship with him is first priority, okay? Keep your eyes on him.
That
second.
Is so true.
That's right, that's mm-hmm. right. Second, you must have godly character and godly principles.
Yes, oh yes. If you want your life as well as your business to be successful, you have got to have integrity.
Okay, preach this. That's right, that's right. So another key principle, you must give back. But money is not just the major thing.
No, it isn't.
You know, people are. You can't just take.
Absolutely. Give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your lap. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you.
Okay, Lydia, I could not have said it any better.
We give because God is a giver. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But I'm speaking to the choir because y'all know the story.
All right, hallelujah. That's ultimate generosity. Living the G life, right?
Period.
Generosity, you get a business, you get a business, you get a business. That's right. All right. our next guest. She's a young lady for our future. She's a National Honor Society student. Her resume is impeccable. She's a dynamic young lady with great potential and great plans for the future. Let's bring her on up. We have Makaya Lucky.
Oh my gosh, Miss O, I'm so excited to meet you. Besides my mother, you are one of my favorite mentors. Did you know you're on my vision board?
Vision board? Oh girl, Makaya, that is such a lovely compliment. That makes me smile that you have a vision board. That's not right, okay. But guess what? It works, right? Write the vision, make it plain.
I know. Just look at me, I'm here talking to you, I'm just pinching myself.
I am impressed by your resume, Makaya. Already you're working hard and giving back. Why don't you tell our audience some of the accomplishments?
Well, I'm involved in my school's engineering club, and we sequence genetic information to be published in national databases, compare DNA sequences, and I understand genetic principles and apply them to engineering. I participated in the Rutgers Mini Med program and learned a bunch of aspects of medicine from Rutgers medical students.
Wow.
All of that's good, but most importantly, I love my Lord, and I know He has a plan for my life. Reading the scriptures helps me to establish those plans, and it's so important to research historical events and people to learn from them how they maintain their plans and their life with character, even through adversity. Like you, Miss Lydia, and of course you, Miss Oprah.
Well, thank you. So you know something. You do realize that your gift may open doors, but it's the character that keeps you in.
Yes, ma'am.
So you see people right here. That's manners. Do people even say ma'am anymore? So aren't your plans to be a doctor or something?
Yes, becoming an OBGYN, I can significantly help to tackle the immense mortality rate for childbirth for women of color, and I hope to open up clinics here in the US and abroad, also on my vision board.
Yes.
Oh, and I also hope to provide a new outlook and perspective in the STEM world.
Didn't I tell you? An extraordinary young little lady. So, like Makaya, there's hope for our future.
Oprah, may I just say something to Makaya and to all of your listening
audience? Go right ahead, please.
I just want to encourage all of you, when builders build, hard work, lots of changes, many challenges, and even disappointments will all happen in the process of building your business. And yes, even in your life, but never give up. Those things only come to make you stronger.
That's right. So yes, that, whatever that is, then prepares you for your next move, your next level with God, and your business, and especially in your life. Order my steps, Lord. We can do all things through Him who strengthens us. Remember God's promises, and they are true. He will never leave you or forsake you. So have faith, everyone. Don't be afraid to step out, okay? And start your business. He will bless the work of your hand. And do it for the Lord, not for men. Only the Lord can pay you. So today, I have a message for you all. For nothing will be without God. Entrepreneurs, God bless you. Thanks to my guests, Lydia from Thyatira. And our future doctor, Makaya Lucky. Thanks for tuning in. Now enjoy our special message.
Good morning, Shiloh family and friends. Come on, I said good morning, Shiloh Baptist Church family and friends. Praise God for the drama ministry led by Minister Tanita West. Come on, you can do better than that. Amen. and amen. Are you excited to be in God's house on today? Those of you who are watching, are you excited for this day that the Lord has made? We are glad and rejoicing in it. It is our time where we here at the Shiloh Baptist Church pause for just a moment because we want to recognize our visitors who are in the house and those of you who are joining in worship with us virtually. So if we have any first-time visitors in the house, would you please stand to your feet? Come on, come on, stand to your feet. If you're next to them and you know they've never been here before, point them out. Come on, Shiloh, praise God that somebody took the time out to come and worship with us here at the Shiloh Baptist Church. I'm gonna ask that you remain standing while our ushers bring forth some greeting cards to you all. We ask that you would fill them out and that when it's offering time that you would come and you would place them in the offering basket. For those of you who are online joining with us virtually, I just want you to raise your hand with the emoji in the comments or just type, I am here and I am glad to visit with you at Shiloh. We have virtual ministers online, Minister Claudette Lovely Brown, Minister Alicia Mitchell. We want to contact you. We want to let you know how grateful we are that out of all the church that's taking place throughout the land, that God has led you here to worship with us at the Shiloh Baptist Church. So on behalf of our senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Danielle L. Brown, our assistant pastor, the Reverend Sheila L. Thorpe, and the Shiloh family, we welcome you to the Shiloh Baptist Church. And we pray that something said or done that will move you to grow closer to Jesus. We're now transitioning to our offertory appeal. Come on, give God glory even now. Come on, give God glory if he's been blessing you throughout this week. Amen and amen. There are various options that are below me in the screen that you can be a blessing here to this ministry. And guess what? God is only asking you for a portion. How many people saw worship last week when Pastor Brown gave, come on, that phenomenal illustration of all that God requires of us? And so we're just praying that God will move on your heart as our ushers and our trustees come preparing to take up this offering, and that you would do as the word says, and that you would give a tenth, and that in your giving that you would be moved to give even more, and that you would also sow on good ground and be a blessing to our pastor. As they come, I'm going to offer up a word in prayer that God will continue to bless us here at Shiloh as well as these gifts and givers. Pray with me if you would. Father God in heaven, we thank you. We thank you, dear God, because while there may be some things that we want, we lack for nothing. We thank you, dear God, for being a God that always meets our needs. We thank you, dear God, that you bless us and our cup overflows. God, we ask now that you would bless the hearts of your people, that you would move on our hearts, dear God, that we would operate in obedience to your word, and that we would give as your word has advised us to give. Bless us now, dear God. Bless those who have the desire to give, but it's just not their season to do so. Bless them with an overflow, dear God, and that they'll be reminded that they have because you gave, and they'll come running, bringing their gifts into the storehouse. God, we honor you and we thank you for all things. It is in Jesus' name we pray. God's people say amen, amen, and amen again. You are now under the direction of our ushers as you bring forth your tithes and your offering. God bless you.
The Lord is high above the heavens. And his glory above the nation. The Lord is high above the heaven. And his glory above the nation. The Lord is high above the heaven. And his glory above the nation. The highest praise, acknowledge, help.
By the if we give God praise. I say if we give God praise, if we give an uninhibited praise, he'll send another 19. He'll send another 19. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know he's worthy? Anybody know he's worthy? If you couldn't praise him for the 19, praise him that you're saved today. If you're not saved today, wave your hand like this, and I guarantee by the time this service is over, you'll run down the aisle and say, "What can I do to be saved?" In the times in which we live, we need a Savior. In the time in which we live, we need an anchor. You need an anchor that'll hold. Your friends won't hold. Help me, Holy Ghost. Sometimes your family can't hold. Sometimes what you thought you had won't hold. I'm praising him simply because he's God. And he answers our prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to stop anybody's praise. If you feel like standing, stand on up. It's okay. For those of you at home, if you're wondering what we're doing, we're praising our God. We're saying, God, we thank you. We're saying, God, we love you. We're saying, God, we adore you. Not for what you do, but for who you are. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing me to take an executive praise break. It's a privilege and an honor to stand before you and to call the names of those who have joined this family. I'm saddened when I hear that churches are not open. I'm saddened to hear that those who have buildings will not open it for worship. I'm saddened that there are people hurting everywhere and they have nowhere to go. Praise God, Shiloh is here. We're waiting with open arms. Come on, be a part. We praise God for these who have come to join in fellowship, worship, and be a part of our family. As I call your name, will you please come and stand? Tiara Anderson, Cell Group 20, Deacon Sobers and Smith. Wesley Bailey, Cell Group 20, Deacon Sober, Smith. Christina Parsley Bailey, Cell Group 20, Deacon Sober and Smith. Sydney Bailey, Cell Group 20, Deacon Sobers and Smith. Camille Hine, Cell Group 8, Deacons Banks Hand. Kimberly Knight, Cell Group 3, Deacon Thompson. Julie Land, Cell Group 20, Deacon Sobers and Smith. Lakeisha Latimer, Cell Group 20, Deacon Sobers and Smith. Leah Latimer, Cell Group number 4, Deacon, gotta get this one right, Falcone. James Lewis, Cell Group 20, Deacon Sobers and Smith. Lana Whetstone Lewis, Cell Group 20, Deacon Sobers, Smith. Artless Poole, number 4, Deacon Falcone. Minister Belinda Vandross Poole, Group 4, Deacon Falcone. Andrew Poole, Cell Group number 4, Deacon Falcone. Ebony Riley, Cell Group 12, Deacon Finney. Ashley Smith, Deacon Falcone, and Flora Smith, Cell Group 5, Deacon Jones. If you knew, and if you didn't know, why you were praising God, Tiffany Lewis, I'm sorry, skipped over Tiffany. Tiffany, please forgive me. Skipped over Tiffany. Can't skip Tiffany. She's the mama. Amen. All right. If you didn't know why you were praising them, now you know. Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Ranelle? Ranelle's a member. But if renown wants to come, let her come on.
Amen. 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 Pastor Brown, I present to you the new members of the Shiloh Baptist Church for the second time.
Come on, Shiloh, put your hands together and give God praise. Come on, put your hands together and give God praise. New members, will you turn and look toward me, please? Turn around. I am absolutely elated to be your pastor. I am absolutely elated to be your pastor. And we collectively are beyond excited, not just because you're here. It's one thing to have folks come and fill the pews, but each of you represents the answer to a problem in the earth. Each of you represents the answer to a problem in the earth. And what we're excited about is the gifts and the brilliance and all of the things that you will bring to the Shiloh family. I want you to know that there's room here for all of you. There's room for what you bring. There's room for your brilliance. There's room, right, for you to live out and walk out God's call for you right here in the Shiloh family. Each of you is the answer to a problem in the earth. And together, you, us, me, together, we will turn the world upside down as you answer the problem you were born to answer. And Belinda answers the problem she was born to answer. And Kim answers the problem. And Wesley answers the problem. And let's do it together. I don't have to tell you, because many of you are already active. You came in the door before you even confirmed a membership. Y'all were setting up balloon decorations and serving in various capacities. Keep going. Serving in the media ministry and doing different things. Keep going. We will make room for you. This is a journey that we make together. We are not perfect, but I've said it several times since I got here. Who wants a perfect church? That would be boring. We all bring a little flavor to the recipe, right? And so in your good times, Shiloh is here to celebrate you. In your low moments, Shiloh is here to pick you up. We are family. Let's journey together. Let's be gracious with one another. Let's grow together. Let's get to know one another. Let's not give up on one another. There will be rough moments, because wherever people are, people will do what? People will people. But we've got to remember that we are people too. And we have our moments, but we're glad that you're here. I'm so glad, y'all, that the family of God is growing. Deacon Davis, do you know that a few years ago they said that we were in a post-Christian era? A few years ago they started making statements like the black church is dead. That it was no longer relevant and that churches were dying. Yet here we are for the second time around. Last go round, we had 9. This go round, we have 19. They tell me there's already 6 on deck for the next month. Shiloh, you may not know this because you're not here during the week, but we want you to know, Deacon Hand, people call on the phone. Am I right? Sister Marlene is our office manager. Last Sunday, we were just around, and Minister Brian had to step out because someone called and said, I want to join Shiloh. I wasn't able to make it there today, but I want to be a member of this church. Understand, something's happening here. And we are excited that you are a part of it. Take your shoes off. Make yourself at home. We're family. And we're going to take this journey together. Shiloh family, let's put our hands together and welcome our new family members. Deacon Davis, will you come? We'll ask that you do turn back around, and we're going to come through and give you the right hand of fellowship. But let's just have a word of prayer. Family, would you stretch your hands toward these new members? God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for growing your church. We thank you for adding to the church daily, weekly, those that would be saved. Now, God, I pray that you would stir up every gift on the inside of each one of these, your precious people. I pray, God, that you would help them to grow in you and grow in this church family. God, I pray for Shiloh, that you would help us to adjust, that you would help us to do what we need to do to make room for all of the new people and new ideas and new possibility that you are sending our way. God, I thank you that we are a church that you can trust with new life. And so, God, we pray for each one of them. And we pray, Lord God, that you would rebuke the day of evil, that you bind the hand of the enemy on every side, and that, God, each of them will be greater in every day that is to come than they are today. We pray this prayer in Jesus' holy and matchless name. Let all God's people say amen.
Put your hands together, Shiloh. We just want to just worship God. Take the time to give him glory. Take the time to give him some honor. Take the time to give him praise. If you are a worshiper in this place, can we just lift our hands? If you are a worshiper and a true believer of God, are you here to worship God this morning? Did you come to worship God this morning? Have you been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Has God been good to you? Has he been good to you? Has he been good to you? What about over here? Has he been good to you? Let you know your worship and your praise should be identified. Let me see the worshipers stand to their feet, and let me see the true worshipers stand to their feet and begin to give him some glory, to give him honor. You were made to worship and create and bless his name. Can the true worshipers worship him in spirit and in truth? Lift your hands and begin to open up your mouths and give God glory in this place. Here I am, God, to worship. Is that your testimony? Is that your praise? Here I am, God, to worship. Here I am, God, to bow down. Here I am, God, to say that you are my God. Here I am to
to worship. Here I am to bow down. Is there anybody here that don't mind saying that? Here I am to say that you're my God. Listen, you're together lovely. All together lovely. And all together wonderful to me. Can anybody help me sing it?
congregation, help me sing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And here we are, Lord God, to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you are our God and we are your people. God, we thank you for this worship experience, for every song that has been sung, every prayer that has been prayed, for the dance that has gone forth, the ministry of drama that has gone forth, for the baptizing and receiving of new saints. Lord God, we thank you. And now, God, we come to this preaching moment, and I ask that you would sanctify it, that you would make it your own, that you wouldn't allow any of these, your precious people, to suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But God, will you stand up in me to the end, that from this sacred desk to the door, and no matter where this broadcast may land, that your people are edified, they are encouraged, they are empowered and excited to run on and do your bidding in ways that will turn this world upside down. And not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who is, the one who was, the one who always will be. And his name is Jesus. And it's in that name that we do pray. And let all God's people say amen, amen, and amen. Come on, put your hands together as you take your seats. As you take your seats. Are you having a wonderful time here at Shiloh today? Come on, if you're enjoying worship at the Shiloh Baptist Church today, just put your hands together and give God praise. Amen. We know that we've had a lot on the roster today, but God has done a lot for us. It wasn't frivolous stuff, but we had to baptize, right? We had to baptize and we had to confirm new members. And in a few moments, we'll be sharing in communion. I just want to pause for a moment to say happy 90th birthday to Sister Carolyn Britton. She's online. Shiloh family, just put your hands together. Let's celebrate life. 90 years. 90 years of life for Sister Britton, and we celebrate you. Keep on living, Sister Britton. And when this, we get through this pandemic, invite us to a party. Can we go to a park? Can we party? You know, at Shiloh, we have good church, but we know how to party too. I heard that from the deacon section, say, woo, woo, uh-oh. Listen. You better act like you know, act like you know, act like you know, right? I want to draw your attention to the 95th Psalm. And I want to thank Minister Tanita West for her leadership of that drama presentation. Thank you, Minister Tanita. And I don't know who has a better music department than the Shiloh Baptist Church. Can we just celebrate our music ministry today for the way that they have led us, the singers, the band. And they look good. It's a good looking choir. Happy Black History Month. And again, want to welcome all of our business owners who are joining us today for our Black Business Expo. And we are elated that you have chosen Shiloh to partner with today and to worship. And we pray that your life is never the same because you've spent a few moments with us today. Amen. Psalm 95, oh come let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the Christian community, at the center of our existence is worship. We gather on Sundays, like today, for worship. What happens in our worship drives the rest of what we do. It all begins with corporate worship. What happens, what is proclaimed in corporate worship, should overflow into every area of our lives. If God is good on Sunday, God should also be proclaimed as good on Friday night. If prayer is an essential on Sundays in worship, prayer should also be an essential during the week in your house. But if God is good on Sunday, then God should be good in our private lives, in our homes, and on our jobs. If prayer is an essential on Sunday in corporate worship, there should also be some indication that prayer is an essential in every aspect of your life. A church does many things, but it starts with worship. May I suggest to you that far too frequently we limit our worship lives to what happens in the church building, though. But God never intended for our Christian witness, our Christianness, to be limited to this building. This faith requires us to live a life of worship at all times. Somebody say with me, all times. At all times. Type that in the comments, at all times. Remember, a few weeks ago, I told you that we will never grow beyond our level of effort. Well, may I suggest to you today that worship is part of that effort. Because when we respond to who God is, when we are ushered into God's presence, nothing remains the same. Worship, Deaconess Bridgers, is a vehicle that leads to transformation. When we worship, when we respond to who God is, when we yield our whole selves to God, we don't leave those experiences the same. So if we limit our worship lives to the exercises we go through on Sunday morning, we are then limiting our potential transformation. By the same token, when we allow whatever we allow to cause us not to respond to God in the worship exercises, because we're looking for cues to see if Sister so-and-so is responding or if Sister so-and-so is lifting her hand, then I lift my hand. Or because we sit there and say, well, I'm not into all of that, or I don't like that song, or that's not who usually leads that song. Whatever it is that we allow to rob God of what God is due right here in the sanctuary, even we stunt our growth. And here's the crazy thing, is that we're all in this together. And so if your growth is stunted individually, then our growth is stunted collectively. Warren Wiersbe, in his book, Real Worship, says, worship is not unexpressed feeling, nor is it empty formality. When you live a life of true worship, it is hard to cuss folks out, because every time you yield all of you to God, you become a little more patient. When you live a life of worship, it's difficult to gossip, because every time you yield all of who you are to all of who God is, you become a little more mindful of your tongue. When you live a life of worship, you make better decisions about who you allow where and to do what with, because every time you acknowledge through worship the lordship of God, you begin to see yourself as deserving better than that, because every time you spend time in the presence of God, you come out seeing yourself a little more like God sees you, because you're busy worshiping. When you live a life of worship, your problems may cause you stress. They may cause you changes. But every time you respond to the nature and the goodness of God, you get stronger and stronger. And while worship may not eliminate your problems, your transformation because of worship empowers you to work through them and survive them. When you are busy worshiping, life is just a little better. Worshiping, referencing God with your whole life, with every part of your being. And so when you live a life of worship, you are conscious of the fact that your whole life must be set up in such a way that it pays homage and respect and gives honor and glory to God, not just when the church people are looking. And anything that takes away from that, it ain't for you. I'm sorry, Mom. Yes, I said ain't. She's streaming. She doesn't like that. You raised me to speak proper English, but I said ain't. So for the next several weeks, Shiloh family and friends, we'll be talking about worship. Why are we talking about worship? Worship because, Sydney, it's time for us to go all in. Worship because it's time for us to grow. Worship because there's some transformation that needs to take place in all of our lives. Worship because God is indeed worthy of every ounce of it that we can offer. But there's a few things that we need to know about worship. We'll start with this, that worship requires humility. Because it is the consistent acknowledgement that there is someone eternally greater than I. That no matter how wonderful we are, and I'm looking at y'all, y'all look absolutely wonderful from where I stand, but there's always someone greater. All the degrees, the money, fine cars, great businesses, accomplishments, and yet God is still greater. God is greater, and worship causes us to yield our egos, yield our whole selves to the greatness of God. Worship is also an act of obedience. In the 95th Psalm, you're wondering when I get there, here we are. It's a psalm that is ascribed to David. But in this psalm, there's a call to both worship and obedience. And with regard to worship, I want to say that this psalm is divided into three parts. The call to worship and obedience is a call to rejoice, to reverence, and to respond. The psalmist is functioning in this psalm as a worship leader, much like Tina, much like Vincent, a worship leader, and he himself is ready and excited about worship, and now he's inviting others to participate in the act with him. Now, I don't know where those who say that it doesn't take all of that get their evidence from, but based upon this psalm, worship is something that should be lively and done out of the purest affections toward God. The psalmist tells us how to worship, and this is what the psalmist says: let us sing unto the Lord. Then the psalmist says, shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. It's God's will that we find joy in worship. The joy of worship is not contingent upon how you feel. The joy and thanksgiving associated with worship has little to do about you and everything to do with the nature of God. The psalmist goes on to say, in his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. See, it's also of vital, vital, vital importance that as believers, as members of the Christian community who are making a commitment to go all in and to live, give God the glory, that we know exactly who we are working with. Some of what prevents us from being all in with God is that we don't really know God. And it's no secret that we don't go around just trusting strangers. Do I have a witness? Anybody ever say, I don't even know you like that? And so when God to you is small, your circumstances will always outshine God. But when you understand who you're working with, circumstances will never outshine God when it comes to your worship. Do you understand, my brothers and my sisters, who you're working with? The God that we serve, the God that we worship, is above everything. He is above the gods of this world, above a pandemic, above your supervisor, above the shaky politics and racist institutions, above your baby mama and baby daddy, above your illness, above the other woman, above your financial institution. And in his hands, although he sits high, get this, his hands are in the deep places of the earth. I didn't make that up. It's in the psalm. The God that we serve is active. He has his hands in human affairs, and he's present even where you don't know that he's present, and active where you don't even know that he's active. Come on, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And everything in this earth belongs to him. All that you see is the result of his handiwork. The hills and the sky, the sea, God did it. And when you know who you're dealing with, that even in the midst of troubling times, you can rejoice, because worship is not about how good life is. Worship is about who God is. So whether you're having a good day, whether you're having a bad day, God is still God. It's time to shift our mindsets. And if we are going to go all in and give God the glory, we must also constantly cultivate and maintain a deep reverence for God. Saying, Pastor Brown, what you talking about? Well, reverence, DeMarco, is deep respect. It's the bowing of yourself, the yielding of your whole self in worship. The psalmist says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. And this is not just a physical bowing and kneeling. Because some of y'all say, oh, Lord, I got Arthur. Pastor, don't go there. Arthur prevents me from kneeling. I understand I have basketball knees. But this isn't just a physical bowing, but this is also a spiritual and a psychological bowing, a yielding of one's heart and mind and thoughts and agenda, and simply bowing it all before him. What does that look like? It looks like clearing your mind. Clearing your mind in the worship moment of who you don't like and who is here, who isn't here, who gets on your nerves, because none of that is more important than God in this moment. And again, we come to the point. I'm getting ready to sit down where the psalmist, Reverend Thorpe, offers a why. He offers a why. Why do we reverence? And here's why. Because he is our God. And not just because he is our God. Are y'all still with me, Shiloh? Are you still with me online? Don't leave me. We're getting ready to go home. But because he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. He is our God. And if we don't worship God, who is supposed to worship God? I wonder, is there anybody out there who will say like the song that the New Generation Teen Choir at the Second Baptist Church sang in the 90s? We said, ain't no rock gonna cry out in my place. Ain't no tree gonna lift its branches. Ain't no bird gonna sing my melody. Because as long as I'm alive, I'm gonna glorify his holy name. We are the people of his pasture, and we are the sheep of his hand. And not only do we know who God is, but we know who we are within the context of who God is. We are the people of his pasture. We are the sheep of his hand. What does that mean? Because I think you still don't get it. It means that God sustains us and keeps us. It means that God provides for us, that God leads and guides us, and it's God's responsibility to look after us, and God does indeed look after us. And all our responsibility is to worship. From the beginning of time, God has handled his responsibility well. I mean, just look at you. Look at you. You're here. All of the things that you've experienced in life, look at you. You are here. You made it to February the 6th, 2022. Do you know what that means? It means that God has not been slack with taking care of you through many dangers, toils, and snares. Look at you. You are up in here. Look at you. You logged in this morning. God has handled his business. Somebody throw your head back and throw your hands in the air and say, God, I thank you for handling business. Come on, type it in the comments. God has handled business. Just shout it a few times. God has handled business. God has handled his business concerning me. God has handled his business concerning me. Sometimes you got to remind yourself that God has handled his business concerning me. And is there anybody who can testify today that God has been great at being God? God has been great at being God. Y'all sit down, please. I have a little bit more. I don't want our guests to leave and say, Dr. Brown is not a teaching preacher. I want to teach you the whole thing, Deacon Hand, right? But listen. Get this. Brother Vincent, the psalmist says, let us. Type that in the comments. Let us. Let us, for those who don't think it's important for us to worship together. Corporate worship, i.e. come to church. I.e. log on to church. Because we won't shade our virtual audience either. Times have changed. We have the technology. Let the hallelujahs roll. But we've got to gather in person. We've got to gather virtually. Corporate worship is important. And yes, you should have a private worship life. But your private worship life does not negate the necessity of a corporate worship life. And when we come together, your willingness, Deacon, to worship impacts the quality of my worship. There is no evidence in my Bible or yours that this Christian journey was ever supposed to be walked out in anything but community. Together. Christian journey, Christian worship, they are not solo acts. Sister McGregor will sing a solo. Sister Sharon Lilly will sing a solo. Some of y'all others will sing a solo. But that's the only thing that is solo. Every other aspect of this Christian journey is done together. And let me suggest this, everything is better when we do it together. But we've got to be all in with God. If we're not being, and we'll never be all in with God if we're not willing to be all in with one another. Don't talk to him, but just look at the person to your left. Look at him. Y'all still looking at me? I know you like my cape today, right? My friend Shanice gave me this some years back. She's here for the business expo too. I don't know if she, don't, Shanice, if you have this, don't sell it. I don't want them coming in here dressed like me. Look at the person to the left. Look at the person to your right. If your neck does it, turn around and look at somebody behind you. I want y'all to look, scroll the comments and look at the people that are worshiping with you virtually and understand that every single one is created by God. That every single one is created in the image of God. And if you can't love and support them, even with their faults, then you close a door between you and God. And finally, the psalmist extends another call. And this call, Christina, is to respond to God. We are the sheep of his pasture. God's sheep hear God's voice. And may I suggest that God speaks to us a lot more than we listen. The scripture says this, today, if you will hear his voice and do not harden your hearts as in rebellion. I mean, it's true that some of what God has to say goes completely against what we have in mind. And if we'd be honest for a few moments, we'd probably say that there's been a time or two or 12 when God spoke and our response was a hardened heart. Matter of fact, with regard to some of these things, our hearts are still hardened because we still haven't responded to God in obedience. But the essential of worship has everything to do with what we do when we're finished singing and when we get up from our reverential knees. I told you already today, Ebony, that every aspect of your life is as worship unto God. And so if God is your God, do what God says and be willing and obedient. Hear the voice of his doctrine, of his law and his spirit, and hear and heed and hear and yield. The psalmist is now speaking prophetically in the sense that he's speaking to the heart, speaking the heart of God in the earth. And a warning comes from the psalmist, and the warning is this: don't be like your forefathers. Don't be like the Israelites who hardened their hearts for 40 days in the wilderness testing God. Understand this. I give you a little Bible trivia that none of those who left Egypt survived the wilderness in order to cross over into the promised land. And the psalmist says this, they tried me. They saw my work. And I was good to them, and I kept and provided for them, but they hardened their hearts toward me. They refused to honor me. It is a slap in the face of God to know God's promises and not believe his promises because of what you see around you. External circumstances should not cause us to doubt God, and according to the psalmist, that is sin. To allow situations and circumstances to cause you to harden your heart toward God is sin. See, y'all thought it was just sex, drugs, and lies. Sin is also turning your heart away from God. He says, for 40 years, I grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts and they don't know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Lord, have mercy. Listen, the rest of God is a promise of God. And so a failure to respond appropriately to God, the inability or unwillingness to worship, is indicative of a hardened heart, and a heart that is hardened toward God will find you missing out on the promises of God. And I don't know about you, but if worship is the difference between where I am and where God wants me to be, then I'm going to worship. If responding to all of who God is with all of who I am is the difference between how strong I am today and how strong I can be tomorrow, then I'm going to worship. And I'm not just going to worship at 515 West 4th Street, but I'm going to worship on my street too. I'm going to rejoice in the car. I'm going to reverence at the job. I'm going to respond in my house, because while Sunday worship gives direction, there's more to me and my God than Sunday morning. My whole life belongs to God, And we learned today that worship is expressed feeling. And so my brothers and my sisters, I want to encourage you to apply the essentials of worship to your life. Respond to the call to rejoice in God, to reverence God, to respond to God, not just privately, but corporately. Not just when you're by yourself, but corporately. I want to encourage you to remember that your willingness to worship enhances all of our worship experience. And so come on, Shiloh, let's go together to new levels of worship. Worship that is not about you and is not about me, but worship that is purely focused on who God is. I want you to take a moment right now to think about who God is to you. Take a moment to think about who God is to you. Now respond to that. How has God manifested in your life? Now respond to that. Hey, has God been good? Respond to that. Do you know that God loves you beyond measure? Now respond to that. Has he been your healer? Now respond to that. Has he been your savior? Now respond to that. Has he been a mighty good keeper? Now respond to that. Has he given you life and health and strength? Now respond to that. Who is God in your life? Now respond to that. Come on, Zion. Throw your hands in the air. Wave them like you just don't care. And say, God, this is my response. I respond with all of me to all of you. You've been a mighty good God. Even when I didn't see you, you were being good. Even when I didn't discern you, you were being good. Even the things I didn't know I needed, you delivered them right on time. Now respond to that. Respond to that. When I think of the goodness and all he's done for me, I can't help but respond. 'Cause I'm a worshiper. 'Cause I'm a worshiper. Because I'm a worshiper. And worshipers respond to the character. Worshipers respond to the nature of God. Do I have any worshipers? My black-owned business is an act of worship. Everything I do is an act of worship. I worship with my money. I worship with my body. I worship with my words. I worship with my hands. I worship with my actions. I worship with my conduct. I'm a worshiper. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And so we rejoice. We respond to the call to rejoice in God. We respond to the call to reverence God. And understand this, when you reverence God, you're careful with how you treat God's people. Because you see the God in them. I see the God in you, Deacon Thorpe. And so I handle you like I reverence God. Y'all got me? Not that we're reverencing people, but if people are created in the image of God, then you recognize that image on your brother and your sister, and so keep your mouth off people. Just not to mention that it's 2022. People are different. Keep your mouth off them, because they throw hands these days. You know, people do all kinds of stuff. They're not scared of the internet or the police. Keep your mouth off of them. Take a deep breath before you just say what you want to say. What they say, Deacon Trustee Marla gave me a shirt that said, I'm half hood, I'm half holy. That means pray with me, but don't play with me. There's not a truer statement. But then let's respond to the call to respond to God. And when you know that God has been good, worship is an expressed feeling. And so when worship goes forth, we don't sit with our arms folded and look around saying, I wish they hurry up. I dare you to start jumping in the water. Because I'm going to say this too about worship, and our deacons, deaconess are getting ready, because we're going to go right into communion. Deacons, deaconess. There's some things that cannot be understood until they're experienced. Y'all with me? So some things that cannot be understood until they are experienced. They can tell you all about childbirth. Do I have any ladies in the room? You went through Lamaze class, you learned the breathing, and then the real contractions hit. And you're like, that was all good. Paid a lot of money to go to those classes, but baby. Worship is the same way. And so there's some things about God that you'll never understand until you experience worship. I can preach to you, I can teach you, you can read the Bible, but until you make the connection. The connection is made through participation. Until you make the connection, you will not truly understand. And so I want to free you today. It's okay to lift your hands in worship. Men, women, boys, girls, it's okay to weep before the Lord. If you want to cry, you can cry. Jesus wept. If you want to just wave your hand, you wave your hand. If you want to just get up and spin around, do that. I do it. Do it. Respond to God. And especially Levites. You got to understand the role that these choir members and they're Levites. They're not just entertainment, but they lead us in worship. That's why their worship lives have to be mature and maturing. That's why if anybody is worshiping, this group should go first. If anybody is lifting hands, this group should go first. I was gonna say, if anybody takes off running, this group, but Vincent already has that handled. But one day, some of y'all should go out behind him. Some things will only be understood as they are experienced. If you're here today, standing all over the building, please. But if you're here today and you're saying, wow, I really enjoyed worship today, and I saw some things in worship today that really blessed me. If you heard about this God who sits high but whose hands are active in human affairs, he reaches into the deep, a God who created the heavens and the earth, a God who loves you beyond measure with a love that is unfailing, a love that is unconditional, a love that looks beyond all of your faults and is still saying, girl, boy, come over here. Come close to me. If you're here and you're saying, I want to be saved, I want to invite you to come. Would you meet me? Will you meet us here at the altar? Our leaders are waiting for you. We've been praying for you. Scripture says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, then you'll be saved. Scripture also says whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord. It doesn't say that you have to quit smoking. It doesn't say that you have to stop cussing. It doesn't say that you have to break up with your boo. It just says confess and believe, and anything that needs to be worked out, he will work it out, but you need his help.
Right.
First. And so bring your imperfect self. Bring your I got issues self. Bring your fly self. Bring your whole self to the Lord. If you want to be saved, come on, step out in the aisle and come and meet us. And here's the second call. If you're here and you want to be a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church, you saw all these people who came, so jump on the bandwagon. Come on, jump in. Jump in the water while it's troubled. But if you're here and you want to connect with this church, the heart of this church is open, and here is your opportunity to join us. We're just waiting. Come on. Come on, Shiloh, celebrate.
Yeah.
They're coming. Come on, man, woman, boy, girl, there's room for you here at Shiloh. Yeah. This is a great church. Don't let this moment pass you by.
Yes, sir.
Come on, hey.
Come on.
Is there another man, woman, boy, girl? Come on and join this church family. God is waiting for you. And you may be the missing piece to the puzzle. You may be just what this church needs. And then I want to tell you this. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, but Pastor, I'm a little nervous about this walk. I don't know these people. But I want to tell you this. Jump in line as they go out the door. If you don't want to take the walk, you're nervous, just jump in line as they go out the door. Or you see these leaders, you see their faces, grab anyone after service. If you're streaming with us, we're not leaving you out. Let us know in the comments. I want to be saved. Our ministers are in the comments. They've been in the comments the whole service long. You can just let them know and they'll respond to you. You can call the church office. You can email us. We're not leaving you out, but come on and join this family. Every believer should have a church home. Every believer needs a church to journey with. Iron can sharpen iron. In your low moment, you'll have a body of people who will lift you up. That's the kind of church that Shiloh is. And so if you're here and you want to join, it's not too late. It's your time. This is your opportunity. Shiloh and friends, can you just put your hands together?
Bow down in worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. bow down and worship him in turn. Oh, enter in. Somebody say, bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, his own. This is holy, holy ground. Oh, this is holy ground. So come and bow down.
Now, God, we gather around your table. As those who have been called according to your purposes, those who have been formed and created in your image, we come to this table to remember the greatest sacrifice of all, the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, the sacrifice that gave us a fighting chance to begin with. God, we ask that you would consecrate these elements, that you would transform them from a natural use to a spiritual one. God, I pray today that as we partake of the body and the blood of Christ, that while yes, it is a memorial meal, I pray that in the memory of this sacrifice, that the miraculous would happen. That in this moment, you would heal bodies. That in this moment, you would change minds. That in this moment, Lord God, you would give somebody the strength and the direction and the revelation and the wisdom that they need for the facing of whatever it is that lies ahead. We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. And we thank you for our brothers and sisters. And God, in this moment, we pause collectively to take a look at our lives. And before we partake in the Lord's table, we ask, Lord God, that you would forgive us of all of our sins, that you would search us, and if you find anything that's not like you, that you would take it away, Lord God. And then, God, the sins that we know about and the stuff we know, we beg your pardon, kind sir. We ask for your forgiveness. In this moment, we pray this prayer in Jesus' holy and matchless name, and that all God's people say, amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to ask if our deacons would stand, and you've already been served, but would you come and join us around the table? I'm also going to ask if all of our new members would stand. And typically, I would serve you all today, because it's your first communion as part of our family, but we also understand there's a global pandemic underway, and so we had to do some things a little differently. Amen. And so together, my brothers and sisters, has everyone who desires to be served been served? You should have received your elements as you came in. Hey, Aisha. You'll be served. We have some folks. We just stand if you've not yet been served so that our folks can see you. Let's get communion to those who are. Hey, Sister Patty, it's good to see you and the grandbaby there. Those that have not yet been served, we'll make sure that you get your elements because we do this together. And how beautiful, what a beautiful thing. Deaconess Thompson gave her own. You gave away your own elements. What a beautiful, that's Shiloh. Did y'all see that? That somebody stood and a Shiloh leader said, here, just take mine. That's the kind of church we are. Nobody gets left behind. Nobody gets left out. Good. Everyone been served? Here they're coming. Yes. Come on, bow down, worship.
Glory to the Lamb.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Those of you that are joining us online, I pray that you have elements. Grab some bread. Get
to the Lamb.
Commune with us today.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb.
It was a Monday, Thursday when Jesus met with his disciples in that upper room. And as he sat with them, he took the bread and he broke it and he blessed it. And he said unto them, eat, this is my body. It is given unto you. You may eat. In the same manner, he took the cup. He blessed that cup and he said, this cup represents my blood. There can be no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. He says, and I want you to drink all of it. Do this in remembrance of me. You may drink.
My brothers and my sisters, the peace of the Lord be with you. Will you share an expression of peace with someone in your area? Wave at them. Just say the peace of God be with you.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. For he is out.
Minister Alicia just told me we had, in addition to who came forward, there were two people online that have joined the Shiloh Church. Wow. We're getting ready to go. Listen, those of you that are streaming with us, we're going to cut the stream shortly. And at 11:30, we'll start back up with the live stream for our Black Business Expo. We've got some amazing things. Sister Aisha's here. She'll be moderating a panel discussion a little later today. And there's amazing businesses that are here. And so if you're not here in person, get down to the Shiloh Baptist Church so that you can support these Black businesses and so that you can get information. And if you desire to be an entrepreneur, today is the day where you should come and get just some tips and pointers, and folks are here just for you. We are celebrating Black excellence all month long. Now, we celebrated 365 days a year, but since the government said that this is Black History Month, we're going to be a little extra this month, right? We're going to be blackity, black, black, black. So will you just celebrate Black excellence all month long? All month long. Next Sunday is our Divine Nine Sunday. Sunday, and so all of you alphas and AKAs and alphas and Qs and everybody, come on in the house of the Lord, wear your paraphernalia. We're going to have an amazing time next Sunday. But listen, may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with all of you now, henceforth, and forevermore. May Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let all God's people say amen. Type amen in those comments. Listen, Shiloh Baptist Church is growing. Tell a phone, tell a friend, spread the news. God is moving in this place, the place of peace, where Jesus is Lord and people are loved. Go in peace. Love you, Shiloh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.